is.
And we're here.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to invite everybody to Ways and Means and Legislative Program and Education Community Services Committee. Chairman Mary Waro, Mary, have a majority of your committee, correct?
Yes.
A majority of Ways and Means. We have one resolution, the resolution 256, approving Ulster County Community College budget for the year 2017-18.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Yes, Tracy.
I was going to speak over there, but I just want to say to my colleagues that, you know, I'm going to support this, but I am concerned about the tuition hike. The Excelsior program makes me feel a little more comfortable about moving forward, but we have been static in terms of our support for a lot of years, and I think we need to really think about potentially raising our contribution moving forward. Something that I think is difficult to quantify is the fact that Duchess's tuition is so low. I've spoken to other legislators who said, we're not losing people because of the cost differential, we're losing people because of the proximity. But a very real reality might be that someone who needs that $1,000 difference may not report that that's why they've chosen to go to a cheaper school. Everything Dr. Roberts and the college is doing in terms of advancing programs, the four-year nursing program, I mean, he didn't speak about the fashion technology program, but I think I've heard great things about it. The initiatives we heard about tonight across the board are all wonderful and amazing. I just want to vocally say that I'm prepared to have a discussion about raising our contribution if we have to face another tuition increase, because it's the second year in a row and every dollar counts. And so I just want to put it out there. I'm supporting you.
Dave?
Well, I agree with what Tracy's saying in reference to the tuition increases. And as you know, in the past, I put resolutions in, so we didn't have increases. And but I will say that I don't think there's, because what happened is we did a resolution not too long ago. It was actually a resolution that I sponsored, was doing those surveys that actually go into Elliot's office when they sign up, they have to, you know, put a reason why.
They don't have to, it's a volunteer.
Well, you're correct, they don't have to, it's a volunteer, that's the way it was set up, but they do it. Because of the way we put it together. In other words, it makes it look like they should do it, so they do it. But the cost does not really show up as one of the reasons.
That's what I'm saying. People who are making a decision based on a $500 to $1,000, $800 margin may not report that that's why they're
right.
Making a decision.
Maybe not. I mean, the big reason, of course, is location. That's what it shows up. Or program. I think its location and program are pretty much very close, and then by the location outweighs the program one. But many people, you know, because there's specific programs, so they can't, you know, that Ulster may not offer. And then, of course, there's a number of people that actually don't go because they look at it as 13th grade or whatever. In other words, they see it as a continuation of high school, so therefore a lot of people will sign off that they won't go. Because of that, which, you know, you kind of understand it with some kids that, you know, they want to get out of the area a little bit anyway. But I do agree with your, and I think we cannot withstand another tuition hike. I was concerned with it. I did talk to the president about it in the last meeting we had. We had a conversation on it, and I agree, we can't just keep on raising it. And unfortunately, the state doesn't want to live up to their part of the bargain, but, you know, so it ends up being on us. But we do have a lot of money that we put in the capital project, so we do make up with capital projects a significant amount of money. But having said that, I mean, I agree with you, and I think if it's next year, I think we need to put in more money, and we need to actually keep that mindset before the budgeting comes out for the next time, because we need to do it for our budgeting purposes, maybe put something in contingency to do something of that nature so we can both set it ahead of time.
That's why I'm raising it now in advance.
Mary?
I agree with Tracy, and one of the things they brought up in our meeting about Duchess is they have 9,000 students.
Right.
apply to the students.
Well, it's also a place.
Of, you know, the county versus our, you know, population.
The bigger county and they have dormitories too.
Well, it's more than that. It's the placement of the college. We're in the middle, we're in the middle geographically.
They draw students from Connecticut too.
Well, they're geographically, we're in the middle of the county, which isn't really, I mean, there's some way that makes sense, but a lot of ways it doesn't. It should be, you know, like in Dutchess County, it's placed in the middle of the population center. So in other words, drawing from Wapinger, in other words, so they are placed perfectly for the county really there.
Bernie?
Oh, I just wanted to say, when I asked the president what it would take to make up the difference for this increase, he said about $250,000.
Yeah, I asked that question.
A couple of things, just.
I thought I asked it too, okay.
Couple of things.
$250,000.
Oh, the other thing is, it just seems to me that looking at this concept of students under $125,000, finding other resources to make up to that, I don't have a lot of trouble seeing that particular increase if, in fact, their FAFSA forms make them ineligible for aid because of that family income level. Because I think that's fairly, small number of people who are going to be applying here. But I would like to get those numbers.
Can you say that again?
So if their families, if their FAFSA form says that their family income is over 125, they're the only ones who end up having to pay the extra 75, according to Dr. Rhodes. The rest of them find various levels of aid.
Right, well, it's at 100,000 to start off for this coming year. And that's why I said the Excelsior program is what gave me a little peace of mind, because because that program exists.
Yeah, but she needs the aid, the state aid.
That's the Excelsior program, yeah, the government.
No, I think that's a, I think we're talking about a different number, that they are actually eligible.
For free tuition through the government?
For aid. Those who are already here.
They get the other 75 through the.
Through Pell, and.
Right.
They are, so if you're second year, you're continuing.
Tax program weren't affected.
And going back, they are eligible for all sorts of aid. So I think a lot of it should be about whether the college is doing the kind of outreach it needs to do for students to understand what they're, that they're not all coming in and paying that tuition.
Right.
Just a couple of things. Dave, you're right about the, you know, we get more than the 6.8 that we have projected up there. I mean, we have done a lot of capital projects that actually, Amber, getting more exactly what that number is, if everybody has that number. I have very deep concerns regarding the increase of $75. Dr. Roberts came down to my office last week, and we discussed many things. One of the things that he did mention to me was the fact, like you mentioned, the fact that probably over 95% of the people that are going to come here with that increase, they're not going to be paying that increase. He assured me that that's going to be very minimal, if it's even 95%, he said, because
you're saying over 95%, then how could it equal 200? Right, but then how could it equal 250,000? Because it's coming through the federal government and state aid.
We're still getting the money.
Everybody's paying $75.
Right.
But
they're not getting free tuition, so.
Right, 95%, the second.
They're not paying it first.
$75 not come from them, it'll come from a grant or a Pell grant or whatever.
So there again, yes, you could consider it, but man, there's other costs involved here that we are paying, not only as a county, but I think you're going to see a difference with a satellite office or a satellite campus down in the southern end of Ulster County. I mean, of course, I'm from that area, a little prejudice regarding the location, but I mean, you're going to see, not only people from the southern end go there, but you might even see if the programs are warranted, people from Dutchess County, Orange County come to. I think that's going to be a home run for many future years. And, there's a facility there. It's an old middle school or elementary school that used to be a business office for the school district. They're going down to the Middle Hope School that they own. The town is still there, but they have a right, the school district has a right to utilize that whole school district if needed. And it's right on 9W. They've modernized it quite a bit. So I think it's going to be a home run. But there again, time will tell that.
You guys are parking.
What's that?
It has parking and.
Has parking and right on 9W.
That was one of the problems with the Soviet thing. And then it'll be enabled or even if you want to.
And there again, you know, it's the program that they offer. I mean, if the programs are offered and people are going to utilize them, people are going to come. I mean, and that's the biggest thing. And I think the nursing program, like, parents are spending $480 million over there. I cannot see that be a home run.
In our efforts to compete with FIT and what we were paying, what was it, about $18,000 in chargebacks or something like that? Are we also marketing in places, I mean, I know that that might be, I don't know about the ethics of that, but are we outreaching to places where there might be transfers? Because people are finding it as Ulster County, as it's like an attraction to Ulster County to move here. So I was just, I don't know whether.
I mean, I don't know exactly what kind of marketing they're doing, but I'm sure we have discussions with Dr. Roberts.
He increased the marketing significantly. And they plan a lot of, they increase the marketing.
Oh, they sent teams out to FIT with signs, come to Ulster.
That's right.
It's about $30,000 less.
Including rent.
Say $30,000 a year.
Or anything else?
Just, yeah, two things. One is, you know, I know the prison program is great, and having worked at Eastern, the warrant program. But it also aggravates a lot of people. You know, they're paying full out-of-county tuition. And it's the Johnny Do-Gooders from New York or wherever with all the money paying. And, you know, maybe we could squeeze, not we, but somebody could squeeze those guys for a little bit of money. Or how about the kid just try to do real, you know, good locally? You know, that always helps. Just because it's my little pet peeve, because you got to get your 30 to life and he's going to college. So anyway, they are better inmates, but that's another topic.
There's less recidivism too.
Yeah.
Way down.
Yeah, so 2027, when they get out, especially at Chuango, because they don't have good guys at Chuango. But, you know, it's a viable program, but I'd like to see some of those, some of that money channeled back over to some of the kids that are just pumping it out in terms of that.
And we are getting chargebacks for them.
The other thing that I think everybody forgets is books. Books aren't free. And books will cost you $1,000 to $1,200 a semester. And that's not part of the free tuition program. So, you know, we're worried about $75 tuition increase, whether somebody's paying it or not. But, you know, the book that you use in the fall, you can't use in the spring, and it's $350. You know, but nobody, you know, nobody ever addresses that. And I'd like to see maybe education and program committee look at some of that, maybe, you know, because you can save kids a lot of money there, right there. That's out-of-pocket cash money. So I think it's, it never comes up in conversation, but it costs a tremendous amount of money for books. And after you use them one semester, they're usually worthless. And that's the big racket by the professor or the, you know, the publishers and like that. So if we could change that, you know, if you dropped it $400, you know, a semester, that's about $400 in somebody else's pocket. I think those are things that need to be looked at as well.
Dave?
Sure, ebooks would be a lot less expensive.
Anybody else?
I'll tell you a story about ebooks.
Anyone else? All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody against? No. Thank you. Get a sign this paper. You have Ways and Means on the front sheet. You have Education on the second sheet.
My son, when he was there, book was only online. $285.
Dr. Roberts.
It's only online.
Initial personnel breakdown. Never paid the tuition, basically. So we could see, I got 95%. You know, it's how many are self-paying, how many are scholarship, and are the, how are the scholarships broken out between state and various programs, color and private.
Make some trips to Florida.
Heard of lawyers. I know it's not right.
Oh, I'll carry that.
7:13. Meeting starts.